What do the most desperate Americans need as the new administration takes shape? From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. As Donald Trump and team work to stock the cabinet, Americans are out there waiting for changes promised during the campaign. For all the talk of the economy that isn't working for so many people, poverty itself was not front and center in the campaign rhetoric. We lead this morning with a visit to a swing state that went for Donald Trump and a town where poverty is on the rise, Dayton, Ohio. Here's Marketplace's Lewis Wallace.
I'm behind a Catholic church in East Dayton, where a food pantry is just opening for the morning. I immediately meet two Trump supporters, Susan and Dennis.
So we're standing in this line because our tax dollars are failing to suit us anywhere else.
Yeah,
understand that.
I think he's going to change some things around. It'll be for the good for the people.
But a woman named Sydney Michelle, who's also in line, chimes in to say she thought Trump ran a hate campaign.
I definitely voted Clinton. Definitely did.
What's the most important issue to you?
Peace. But I don't see that with Trump being in office.
This area has slipped over the decades from working class to poor. And now 35% of people in the city live in poverty. Susan and Sydney agree on not trusting politicians.
I mean, you put a billionaire in office. That's another thing.
There's not been a human being that has walked into that office of presidency that did not carry a good financial record with them. They may not have all been billionaires, but they've all had the money to get in office.
In general, Donald Trump's ideas about poverty haven't been clear. The gist is, though, he thinks programs like food stamps, Obamacare, and disability aren't working, and that cutting business taxes will trickle down and create more jobs.
Most of the people we serve work.
Sunny Lane coordinates this pantry.
And many of them work full-time, and many of them work more than one job. So the issue isn't work, it's work that pays at a level that's sustaining. But there doesn't seem to be a clear plan about training or about education or about how these jobs are going to materialize.
This neighborhood is still changing. There are more renters and fewer homeowners, more deaths from drugs. Lots of refugees and immigrants are coming here, many from Muslim countries, which most people say has been helping to improve the neighborhood. People load canned goods into their cars, chatting and laughing. A woman in hijab gets in line, and when I ask what she thinks, she just silently shakes her head. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.
There's news this morning that the Trump transition has picked Tom Price, the House Budget Committee chairman, for Secretary of Health and Human Services. Congressman Price of Georgia is an orthopedic surgeon, a conservative, who's championed tax credits to help people fund private insurance as an alternative to Obamacare. He would also be in control of Medicare, Medicaid, Head Start, and programs to help mitigate child and domestic abuse and substance abuse. Now let's do the numbers. The 100 share index in London is down 0.5%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up about 0.1% each, with the Dow future up 24 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is up at 2.32%. Some big investors think the mess with Samsung's not-so-smartphones are bursting into flames was not a bolt from the blue, but the result of a conglomerate that is too big to manage. Under some pressure, Samsung of South Korea now says it's reviewing its management structure. Options include adding board directors who are independent of management and maybe someday splitting the thing up into an operating company and a holding company. U.S. hedge fund Elliott Management is among those calling for restructuring. Here's the BBC's Rico Hizon.
The board of directors did not bow to calls from a U.S. hedge fund to divide the conglomerate into two separate firms. Well, many activist investors believe the benefit of splitting Samsung into two companies would simplify the company structure, making it easier to get a clear evaluation of the company's massive assets, from shipping to electronics and other businesses.
But short of that, he's untold me Samsung is doing this.
To appease investors, Samsung said it would bring in external advisors to conduct a thorough review of this optimal corporate structure and to improve governance. And to do this, they would nominate at least one new international independent board member, as well as create a separate governance committee. They also said that they would pay out generous dividends and get to a share buyback program.
Samsung stock closed unchanged from the previous day, despite the Galaxy Note 7s that caught fire and were taken off the market. The stock is up 33% since the start of the year.
We've got a whole new season of Codebreaker where radio journalism meets the Twilight Zone. This season, we got one question in mind. Can it save us? Subscribe right now on iTunes or your favorite podcast app.
After the orgy of food on Thursday and the orgy of consumerism Friday through Monday, today's designed to prompt you to disgorge, to support philanthropic causes. It's called Giving Tuesday. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra checks in to see what you can expect.
Asha Curran says it was a simple idea.
To have a day that was as beneficial for the nonprofit world as Cyber Monday and Black Friday are for the retail world.
Curran directs the Belfer Center for Innovation, which created Giving Tuesday. In the multi-billion dollar world of charitable giving, it's still a small event, but it's growing. Online donations more than doubled last year to $117 million. But predictions are tough to make this year. Money has already been pouring into nonprofits in response to the election.
It's a whole new world for, I think, progressive nonprofits.
Mary Nemirov is with the Sierra Club. It signed up more than 16,000 new donors in 2 weeks, compared to 1,200 in its best month ever. She says the group is expecting a modest bump today. For those who've already given their favorite charity all they can, well, Giving Tuesday isn't just about money. Volunteering is welcome, too. In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.
Indeed, experts in philanthropy suggest that in addition to sending the moolah, you do consider volunteering some of your time. They may need the help, and you get an inside look at how well the place is run. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.